My beloved monster and me. We go everywhere together, wearing a raincoat that has four sleeves. Gets us through all kinds of weather.
Eels wrapping up that set of music from the Beautiful Freak album, which came out back in 1996 with My Beloved Monster and Me. Of course, the fact that that song made it on the Shrek soundtrack probably didn't hurt it, but hopefully helped get that band a little bit more notoriety. Now, Eels was basically the brainchild of Mark Oliver Everett. And I shouldn't say was, still is. I believe they're coming to Pittsburgh in May of 2022. But before those Eels albums, Mr. Everett put out a couple solo albums under the name E. In fact, he's on record of saying he named his band Eels because he wanted his solo albums and his band albums to be like kind of right next to each other on the old 8-track shelf. You know, the one where you had to put your hand in the little hole, you couldn't pull the 8-track out. You know what I'm talking about. But anyway, and then he realized that there was a bazillion Eagles albums in between those two bands. First got introduced to E with his Man Called E album from 1992 and fell in love with it. So I've been a fan ever since. Before the Eels went back to Electro Pura from Yellow Tango, because Paul is dead. Paul's not dead if it's me, Paul. Just let you know, I'm here. I'm alive. But that was the song, Paul is Dead. In fact, I saw my doctor today. I mentioned earlier. Got my flu shot. I'm good. He said, you're doing all right for your age. He was a little amazed. Still kicking at my age. He made me cry a little bit. No, he good visit. Good visit, just so you know. Good visit. Before the Yellow Tango, how about some Talking Heads and Psycho Killer? Start off the entire set from 1977's Suicide's debut album, self-titled, Ghost Rider. Gets us to where we are now, which is 29 minutes. Give me a couple seconds before that hits. Okay, ready? Now, 29 minutes past the hour, which means we got 31 more minutes to fill with more music. Hopefully you're all right with that. So I was out and about and doing some travels recently. I know, you never know this, but I was out. You don't read my blog or my vlog or my snog or any of that stuff. So I'm out doing some travels cross country into the heartland, and I stopped by a couple record stores, album stores, CD stores. What do you call these things these days? I'll just say record stores, because they had vinyl and some had some CDs. And I picked up a few things. And it's always funny because, like, literally of the four albums I picked up, I probably owned at least one of them. And the other ones contain songs that I already own elsewhere. I just added to the collection. And then I was listening to these albums while I was traveling. And one song that's in this set inspired this next set, because I've got to tell you, October, as far as charities go, October, people associate as Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And that's huge, and I'm not trying to demean that at all. But what gets overlooked a lot is October is also Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Yeah, so breast cancer awareness, wear pink. October, if you're wearing purple, that's because you're making a statement about domestic violence. And I think it's overshadowed a lot. I do. It's a cause that the Moxster really supports and is behind, is supporting victims of domestic abuse, domestic violence. It's not always physical. It can be mental. It can be emotional. And you're like, Moxster, where are you going with this? Well, I've put together a set of music based on the fact that it is Domestic Violence Awareness Month in October, just to make you a little bit more aware. A couple songs in this set triggered it from my travels, and then a couple songs I added in just to make that set complete. Starting off with the Cowboy Junkies. Sun comes up Tuesday morning.
Sun comes up, it's Tuesday morning. Hits me straight in the eye. Guess you forgot to close the blind last night. Oh, that's right. I forgot it was me. Yeah, I should have missed the smell of some coffee in the morning. And the sound of water splashing all over the bathroom. And the kiss that you gave me. Everybody knows good news always sleeps till noon. Guess it's tea and toast for roast again. Maybe I'll add a little TV to no milk. Oh God, I hate that. Guess I'll go to the corner, get breakfast from Jenny. She's got a black eye this morning. Jen, how'd you get it? She said last night Bobby got a little bit out of hand lunchtime. I start to dial a number, then I remember, so I reach for something to smoke. And anyways, I'd rather listen to Coltrane than go through all that again. Something about an afternoon spent doing nothing, just listening to records and watching the sun fall. Thinking of things that don't have to add up to something. And this spell won't be broken by the sound of keys scraping in the lock. Maybe tonight it's a movie. Plenty of room for elbows and knees. A bag of popcorn all to myself. Black and white with a strong female lead. And if I don't like it, no debate, I leave. Here comes that feeling that I forgotten how strange these streets feel when you're alone. Each pair of eyes just fills a suggestion. So I lower my head, make a beeline for home, seething inside funny. I never noticed the sound the streetcars make as they pass my window, which reminds me, yeah, I forgot. Close the blind again. Yeah, sure, I'll admit there are times when I miss you. Especially like now when I need someone to hold me. But there are some things that can never be forgiven. And I just gotta tell you that I kinda like the 60 feet in my bed.
promises as she gets up off the floor. Why is it that you beat me? It isn't any fun. Caroline says, as she makes up her eye, you ought to learn more about yourself. Think more than just I. But she's not afraid to die. All of her friends call her Alaska. When she takes speed, they laugh and ask her what is in her mind. What is in her mind? Caroline says, as she gets up from the floor, you can hit me all you want to, but I don't love you anymore. Caroline says, while biting her lip, life is meant to be more than this, and this is a bum trip. But she's not afraid to die. All of her friends call her Alaska. When she takes speed, they laugh and ask her what is in her mind. What is in her mind? She put her fist through the window pane, it was such a funny feeling. It's so cold in Alaska. It's so cold in Alaska.
Have you seen abusive behaviors in relationships?
Controlling you, who you see when you go out, what you're doing when you're out of sight, it's not okay.
Putting you down, criticizing you, yelling at you or humiliating you, it's not okay.
Hurting you, losing their temper, getting violent, making threats against you, your family, or themselves, it's not okay.
Making you blame yourself. It's your fault for starting this. Making them mad. You deserve the mistreatment. It isn't true, and it's not okay.
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 It's not okay. Domestic violence hurts everyone. Thank you.
Green Day from the Dookie album with Pulling Teeth, wrapping up that set of music, which all thematically addressed domestic violence, because October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And I just want people to be aware of that, because I think that one doesn't get the headlines like it should. Before the in fact, the Green Day song Pulling Teeth, as I said, it came off of Dookie, like the album that launched them. If you listen to the lyrics on that one, that is domestic violence of the female against the male in that relationship. Before that, Kim Gordon and Sonic Youth off of Dirty with Soothe. Played Lou Reed. This came off of his Berlin album. It was Caroline Says Part 2. And if you're familiar with the Velvet Underground and Lou Reed's output, that was actually a reworking of an old Velvet song, Stephanie Says, that didn't make light of day until one of the VU albums in the mid-1980s. And then I started that entire set from the Caution Horses from the Cowboy Junkies with a Sun Comes Up, it's Tuesday morning, because there is a line in there that says, I guess I'll go to the corner and get breakfast from Jenny. She's got a black eye this morning. Jen, how'd you get that? She says last night, Bobby got a little bit out of hand. So I just wanted to play those because you know what? I think we should have domestic violence awareness all the time, not just October. And I'm going to tell you, I'm just going to make this my own little Moxster PSA right now. That if you're in an abusive relationship or just maybe you're not ready to get out of it, but you need to talk to someone, you could always call the Women's Center and Shelter of Greater Pittsburgh at 412-687-8005. The hotline answers 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's 412-687-8005. Got a few more songs to get into, so before we wrap up this hour, as we've got about 10 minutes left in the hour, I host an 80s night down at Arsenal Lanes each and every Thursday. You might hear me play this. I go crazy.
when all the people on the beach, they were so impressed that they wanted to join you, but no, they wouldn't undress. All let that wetness splash their skin, so they prayed for a whirlpool to pull you in.
Yahoo! Yahoo!
Yahoo! So they looked away and they tried to pretend that it was for you, but no, it wasn't for them. So the fear of sinking remains in place, but in the fear of failure, that's a real disgrace.
Yahoo!
Yahoo! Let me be the one, let me be the one, let me be the one, let me be the one to get over your wall, to get over your wall. Games off the beach, those people sat and watched your stand, and the weight of their fears put them underground. Will anyone learn from the stories that are told of the tribe who drowned in a grave of gold?
Yahoo! Yahoo!
Let me be the one, let me be the one, let me be the one, let
Yeah, that's the year that we were introduced to the Strip Mine album from the band James. That was Yah-Ho here on the Viva La Mac radio program. And speaking of 1980s, some Flesh for Lulu in there with I Go Crazy. And potentially, I don't know, you might have been a Flesh for Lulu purist, but I discovered them in 1986 on the Some Kind of Wonderful soundtrack with that song. But I've heard if you dig deeper into the album or albums, you find some good stuff. So maybe I'll do that for you on a future Viva La Mac. Hey, speaking of good stuff, good poppy, crunchy, sugary good stuff, I want you to pull up a chair because it's breakfast for dinner each and every Sunday night. DJ Chris Wired serves up an audio feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies. It's power pop, it's punk, it's jangle pop, it's psychedelic, it's anything that feeds the mind. Again, it's Sunday nights from 10 to 11 here on WRCT with an encore presentation for those who miss it on Sundays like I do on Wednesdays at 5 o'clock. So make sure you tune into that program. It is well worth your time. And you know what else is well worth your time? Hanging out here on WRCT's airwaves and just listening to what's going on, whether it's me, the Mockster, and Viva La Mock, or one of the other fantastic shows that you hear. We always appreciate. We appreciate your support listening.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
KIX Morning News Update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark Pansabar. I know you love the pain you've got. You've never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girl. My name is Mark, I'm on fire. I'm the match, and I'm the pyre. I'm the voodoo black musician priest. Why, I'm the greatest thing since World War III, girls.
You think he's acting, but he's not. His name is Mark, thanks a lot.
My name is Mark, thanks a lot. I'm the palace I'm used on lot. I am the pillar, I am the snake, I'm the beat that makes you shake. I am the killer, I am the source, and you will worship me, of course. I'm the oracle, I'm the seer, the wit, there is no question that I am it. Hey girl,
thanks a lot. He looks so cool, but he's hot.
My name is Mark, thanks a lot. My name is Mark, thanks a lot. My name is Mark.
Yeah. understand and be understood. Go, go on ahead, take her in your arms and be wed. Go, 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 you restless soul, you're gonna find it.
like you're leaving, when I know the other one just a little too well. Oh dear lady, won't you stay with me just a little longer?
You don't always seem like you're leaving,
when I need you here just a little longer. La 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 la.
From 1985's Fables of the Reconstruction.
That's R.E.M. with Green Grow the Rushes. Before the R.E.M., how about some Violent Femmes? From their debut album, 1983 is when that came out. Yeah, pushing 40, believe it or not. Good feeling from the kids out from Milwaukee way.
Let's play some Daniel Johnston in there as well with Go and Hunchback. The band Hunchback was giving you that interesting cover of Christina Aguilera's hit, Beautiful. Start off the entire set with Lou Reed. Lou Reed from the rock and roll soundtrack with My Name is Mock, because my name is indeed Paul, but it's a show called Viva La Mock, and it comes to each and every Friday evening, comes to each and every Tuesday afternoon, and sometimes it comes to you times I don't even know when it's coming on the air, but those are the main times that you can hear this radio program. People call me the Mockster, and I appreciate you tuning in. Let you know what's going to happen tonight. Well, we're going to try to stay on as long as we can. Normally, 4 hours is what we do. It's summertime. It's sweltering hot, and we'll just see if I melt before the end of those 4 hours. But if I make it all the way, you'll get a mock in about 3 hours. In about 2 hours, I'll do a radio calendar and a music calendar, let you know what's going on around town. And then otherwise, I'm just going to play music. Good music, bad music, your music, my music. It's what we do on the Viva La Mock radio program. I do want to remind you that Spac Brothers Pizza, they do join you and in supporting WRCT. They offer pizza and hoagies and wings, and they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. They don't use actually any refined sugars in their sauce or any unbleached flour in their dough. Spac Brothers Pizza is located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. For more information, you can call them up at 412-362-SPAC. Or online at spacbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. Got a little bit of musical schooling knowledge emailed to me earlier this week, and I love it. If you've got some musical schooling or knowledge just to send my way, email me at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Had someone say, hey, Monster, are you familiar with who Stan Free is? And I'm like, Stan Freeberg? And they're like, no, Stan Free. I said, I'm not. And they're like, well, you know, he had this project in the 70s called Hot Butter. And I'm like, I loved Hot Butter. My sister had the album with the popcorn box on the front, yeah, for popcorn. I mean, I know it well. And he's like, yeah, but do you believe that Stan Free actually did some session stuff as well? And you can actually hear him. If you listen really, really closely on the Monkees. I'm like, really? Yeah. He said, tune in. Listen to a little bit of me, a little bit of you.
Walk up, Bill, don't you walk up. We've got things to say. Talk out. Let's have it talked out and things will be okay.
Hey, Pittsburgh, Michael Nesmith here with Paul. You are listening to Viva La Mock. Aren't we lucky?
Hello everybody, welcome to another Temple Sounds show with I, Dr. Kenya, Oscar Raduli. Let us know where you're listening from, we'll big up your wins, 412-499-5000. We're coming back after taking a month break. Christmas was just a good time to take some time off, to be family, friends, companions, enemies, frenemies, you name it. We managed to travel to Europe, Africa, and back to the Americas. We feel so rejuvenated. Can't wait back to get into our radio show, yeah? This artist's name is Beyond Music, featuring Spots. Song's called Njalo. Welcome, everyone. Let us know where you're listening from. We'll big up your wins. Let me let this track go. And to all the DJs on WRCT 88.3 FM, those on Asha Radio Prime in Toronto, Canada, and those on my walking radio, 2022, let's get it.